And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Tick-borne diseases can be found throughout the United States, with most cases occurring during the spring and summer months when ticks are more active. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Michael Cooperstock, Medical Director of MU Healthcare's Infection Control Department. Dr. Cooperstock, there are several different diseases that can be transmitted through a tick bite, but only a few are actually found here in Missouri. Is that correct?
That's right. First of all, pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you, sir.
There are really four tick-borne diseases that we have in Missouri. There are probably two dozen that occur in various places around the country and around the world. But for us, it's just four. There are two that present with high fever and often a rash. There's one that presents with a lymph node, a swollen lymph node. And the third one is just a ring-like rash that occurs and gradually expands around the site of the tick bite.
Okay, and what are those four diseases by name?
The first two are Rocky Mountain spotted fever and ehrlichiosis. Rocky Mountain is, they're both fairly severe diseases. Rocky Mountain is the worst. It has about a 15% mortality if it's not diagnosed and treated early enough. And ehrlichia also once in a while can be lethal. So these are serious, two very serious diseases. They present with a fever that just persists, generally not feeling well. The rash, if present, is very helpful to the doctor for tipping off to the diagnosis. But sometimes it's a little difficult diagnosis to make. The other two, the one with the lymph node is tularemia. We think about that sometimes as rabbit fever, but really ticks are the main source of that. So there'll be a tick bite, and then a few weeks later, or days to weeks later, there'll be a swollen lymph node right near where the tick bite was, somewhere nearby. And then the third one is called STARI for Southern Tick-Associated Rash Illness. It's a ring-like rash that looks like the Lyme disease rash that occurs in areas of the country where there are Lyme disease. But this one is much less severe. It's just a rash and not much else.
So what about Lyme disease? Is that here in Missouri?
No, there's never been a well-documented case of Lyme disease in a human being in Missouri. And we don't have the right kind of ticks for it in any numbers at all. There have been a few of those found around, but nobody's ever found the Lyme bacteria, even in the tick population here.
Well, why is it that sometimes you read or see or someone's told that they tested positive for Lyme disease?
There's a lot of misconception here in Missouri about that, and there are many people who think that Lyme disease does exist in Missouri, so I'm glad you asked the question. The reason for that is when the STARI, that ring-like rash, first appeared, many people thought we were having Lyme disease because the rash looks like a Lyme disease rash. And after several years of study, it turned out it wasn't. It was really some other disease, and we still haven't discovered the cause of this one. But it's much, much less severe. It doesn't have the complications of Lyme disease. The rash appears, it expands, it eventually goes away, and we've never seen complications from it.
What's the treatment protocol for when you have a disease transmitted by a tick? Is it, you know, do you automatically go to antibiotics, or is it kind of a more of a supportive care type situation?
Well, it depends which one of those four it is. If it's the two serious ones, Rocky Mountain or Ehrlichia, the treatment is doxycycline, and that generally works like a charm. So oftentimes a physician will say, this could be one of those diseases, and we're going to give you some doxycycline until we figure it out, rather than wait to do testing. The Rocky Mountain doesn't even have a decent test. Ehrlichia has a great test, but it does take a day or two to come back.
So once treatment started, about how long would you start seeing results? In other words, the patient's getting better.
It's often fairly dramatic within a day or two.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion concerns tick-borne disease. There's a certain method involved in removing a tick once it's been attached, and would you please describe that? It's probably hard on radio with just audio, but if you could.
I'm glad you asked the question, because there still are a lot of misconceptions about how to get a tick removed. People apply things like heat or alcohol or petroleum jelly or you name it, and none of those things are the right thing to do, because anything that disturbs the tick like that is liable to make the tick actually regurgitate the bacteria into the person. And what you want to do instead is if have available a tiny sharp-nosed tweezers, and you grasp the tick right where it's attaching to the skin and just pull up away from the skin, sort of make a tent-like rise in the skin, and just hold it there for a second or two, and eventually the thing lets go. That way you don't, you've got it pinched off so that the tick can't regurgitate into the host, and generally the tick can be removed pretty easily that way.
But what if you're camping or you're in an area where you don't have that tweezers?
If you don't happen to have your, and incidentally, you can actually buy, if you look for tick removal the tweezers on the internet now, you'll come up with about four or five of them. They cost a dollar or two a piece, and you can order it on the web. But if you don't have an instrument like that, the advice is to take a Kleenex or something else between your fingertips and the tick, because you can actually get the disease into your fingers from the tick if you get some of the tick's blood on your fingers. So use a Kleenex or something like that, and do the best you can to imitate what I just said to do with the tweezers.
Why not just completely pull it out? I mean, rather than pull it up to, so the skin actually rises and then lets it drop off.
That's the way you pull it out. The tick doesn't like to release. It's got actually quite an interesting device. It's like a shaped like an upside-down Christmas tree that it pushes into the skin, so it's hard to get it to come back out again. It's like a ratchet. And if that those mouth parts are left behind, they call it the head. It's really just like more like a tongue, really. If those are left behind, it's not a big deal. Some people think you've got to get the head out, quote unquote, and the truth is it doesn't matter once you've got the tick detached.
How do you avoid getting the tick bite in the first place?
Well, that's a good question, too. What you're technically supposed to do on a hot summer day in the woods is to wear long pants and tuck your pants into long socks so that the tick can't get a chance to get to your skin. In fact, that's not very realistic. So what you can do is use repellents. The same repellents you use for mosquitoes will work for ticks. And do the best you can with that. And probably most importantly is at the end of a time when one has been outdoors, particularly in the brush, more than in the deep woods and more than on the lawn, but any of those places, a person should check at the end of the day for an attached tick. The tick has to be attached for quite a long time, usually 24 hours or more, before it's going to transmit the disease. So if you check for ticks each evening, check your kids for ticks after they've been outside, that's probably the best way.
Thanks, Dr. Cooperstock, for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.